fullbacks as well in that regard.
From your perspective, what's been the most impressive thing about you guys' winning streak?
Just the fact that we're doing it together. It's one of those things where you lose three straight, and then you sit in this room right here in front of the head coach, and he says, we have kind of like a two-way go right now. We can either let this spiral, or we can turn this around together as a football team. That's exactly what we did. You see it every single day. We tell each other that we got to go 1-0 today so we can go 1-0 on Saturday. We've been doing that for the past month, and the success and everything that has come from that is just really, really cool to see.
Has it made it any more sweeter? Has it made it any better just because you guys did encounter the same thing last year and didn't respond?
Yes, sir. Just the fact that we knew that last year was such a crazy year with COVID and everything like that, and we understood this is a new team. Even though there's a lot of guys that came back, this is a new team still. And for us to battle back like that, it just shows the perseverance that we have as a team. So it's really, really, really cool, really sweet.
How big were those running lanes on that first drive?
Pretty big. It was one of those things where we ran the first play. It was a counter. It was, man, get downhill. And you saw just how the O-line was controlling the line of scrimmage. One of the things like, man, we can run downhill all game if, you know, as long as we keep taking care of business up front. And that's exactly what we did. And it was one of those things that was really, really cool to see, especially whenever Joe gets in there and he runs the way that he does, running people over and everything like that. I mean, that just it just brings it's contagious to an offense and an entire football team.
Have you seen Jack's block like that before?
Yes, I have. That's not surprising at all. The way that he attacks the run game, and you see it in practice as well. You see it every single day, the power that he runs with. And, man, I'll never forget the first play of this season at Stanford. We ran a slant play, and he absolutely de-cleated the defensive end or outside linebacker that came across. So that's one of those things that, man, Jack, he's a heck of a ball player.
What do you think of that throw by Skyler to Wheeler, though? Was maybe the biggest play of the game.
That was an absolute
long third down. Yeah.
Dark. It was one of those things where I was out wide and I had ran a 16 route. It was kind of like a comeback in a sense. So I was looking in, and all I saw was the ball just travel across. And I looked at Sammy and I was like, there's three guys right there. And the ball was right in the numbers. It was one of those things where, man, it's time to make a play. That guy over there is going to make it. And that's my quarterback.
How much confidence does that give you going into the next, two games and obviously the third game and the bowl game?
Absolutely. Big time confidence just from the fact that the way that we've been playing together as a family is just the biggest thing that is so exciting to see because, man, you get ready. You look forward to getting back to practice on Monday because these are my guys. I love doing this with them. I love the process with them and then going out on Saturday and celebrating our work.
Absolutely. So, what's the feeling to play kind of a mundane game team-wise? And come out with a 17-point win.
Man, it's just big time. And it complements the work that we put in throughout the week. That's one thing that I always hit on is the process of Monday through Friday so you can go out and be successful on Saturday. And, man, the way that we've attacked it over these last 4 weeks is just a testimony to the way that everybody in that locker room has attacked this season after those three losses. And, man, it's just exciting to see everybody excited to come out to practice, excited to go watch film, and excited to come out here and play on Saturday.